piece of meat was also nasa nevelo. So it's a steer in Rav. Smurin says no. The other really I tell you ksaba Rav, Rav Taka holds Eshla Sarta Yosa. Usually once the piece of meat becomes nasa nevelo, even if the time of just the meat comes out, this nasa nevelo becomes also. So we're here also by milk also. Smurin says I'll tell you Vishani Hosam. Over here by milk is different. To Yom HaKroker, as the Pasuk says, Loisavashal Gedi Becholav Imai. Don't cook up the kid, means the meat, with the milk. So he dashes, the Havim at least, is that Gedi Osro Torah V'loi Cholav. The Torah only says the Gedi, the kid, the meat becomes Osro. But not the milk. Maybe the milk taka doesn't become Osro. It's only the meat that's Nasnavel. The meat becomes Osro. But not the milk. So I'll be a territory why the milk is mutter. Rashi says, "Vafilu cholav mutter, vafilu hoyu by the bosse shir godol, loses tam." According to Havmin, even have a big piece of meat that fell into a pot of milk, and the meat gave off tam into the milk, still will be mutter. That's Havmin now. The Torah only says that the meat becomes also not the milk. So the first question is that true? The silver rav, does Rav really hold that Gedi Osro Torah v'lechol? The Torah only says just the meat is also not the milk. Is that true? I've written, we learn like this. What's going to be if Chatzi Zayis Bosom? You have a half of a Zayis of meat. For Chatzi Zayis Cholop, half of a Zayis of milk. Shevishlam Zem Zeh, you cook them up together. So, is there an Isser or not? Omar Rav, Rav says, Loikal Achilosoi, V'yena Loikal Bishuloi. You get Marcus if you eat this, but not for cooking it. So Rashi says, Chatzi Zayis Cholov, Hochi Mishorinen, Yain Becholov, Chol Mashke, Lesharon, Bekezayis. Rashi says, how you do it. So look, Rashi says, what Loika Lechlosa, Dekezayis Isoch, Lemais, you ready Kezayis of Isa. Because you ate milk and meat together, Bekezayis. So this is the Raya, that the milk also becomes also. But why don't you get Marcus for cooking? Rashi says, Vein Loika Bishula, come the first time, we'll soon see later why. Because it's a kasher, why not? The Chur cooking should also get Marcus for it. But Kopon, and it says clearly you get Marcus reading this. Now the question is, the Yi Sakot, that if you're going to think that Gedi Osro Torah V'lechol, the Torah only says the meat is also, and not the milk, is so Achila, my Leuka, why do you get Marcus reading it? You're only eating a Chatzi Kezayis of meat. Chatzi Shiru, it's only a Chatzi Shiru, you don't get Marcus for Chatzi Shiru. So Marcus says true. El, of course, the Elam Ksava Rav, Cholav Nam Yosa. Avadim, the Torah says, Bosa b'chola, both become osa, both nas nevela, both the milk and the meat. And therefore, yedi chatzi kezayis of eat, so yedi kezayis together, you get malchus. So then, what's pshan Rav before that Rav says the milk is muta? For hocha, b'maya skinon, we're talking about a b'maya skinon, for going sheno falotech yorah rasechas, that this piece of meat fell into a hot pot cooking up the milk, as the milk was boiling already. So what's the difference? The mivla bola miflat le polot. A kolzaman the milk is rasei cooking up. So when you put the piece of meat in, the tam of the milk goes into the meat, but the tam does not come out anymore. Kolzaman it's rasei is cooking it up. The tam of that milk does not come out. That's why the rest of the milk does not become us because of that first milk that went in. It doesn't become us. Doesn't come out. Yeah. Rashi is good. Yorah Seches, Rashi is the Masha, Boleya, the milk that goes into this piece of meat, Ein Apo does not come out. Shekozman, Sheinimach, Kozma doesn't rest. From its cooking, it's not puddled, it doesn't spit out the milk. That's the Mitzvah here. So more still is the question. Safe, safe, but so what? Ki Nayach, eventually you're going to have to shut the fire off and let it cool off. So later, when the milk cools off, Ki Nayach, hold the pullet. Then the meat that's inside it will give off its milk that's inside the meat, and that milk is nasnavelo, so that milk should ask for all the rest of the milk. So Moses says, no, in the time of the case over here is, kishakodam vesulkoi, that before the milk cooled off or stopped bubbling, you picked and took the meat out of it. So therefore, only the meat became also, not the rest of the milk. That's the case. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. Now the Moses says, goof, what would you say before? Chatzi zayis bosa v'chatzi zayis cholov. Shedishlim zeh and zeh. We cook them up together. Omer Rav, Rav says what loikal achilos and loikal bishuloi. You only get magas feeding it and after cooking it. So the question is why monashach? What's going on here? E mitzdarfin, if you put the two together, the milk and the meat, sabishin amiluka, it's cold now, you cooked up a kezayis worth of basal b'cholov, you get malchus. There's a lot of cooking it up. E loy mitzdarfin, you can't put the two together, sachilun amiluka, what do you get malchus feeding it? You only had a chatzi kezayis of meat. So how could it be you get malchus feeding it after cooking? So Mora says, the Olam really, I'll tell you, loy mitzdarfin, that you're not mitzdarfin too. But it says, for the Issa Bosa B'chol, this Havmin is, you have to have the Kezayis of meat. You can't put the two together. Rashi says, the Olam HaMitzvah for Lassus Issa, Limkem Hoyeboy B'tchila Kishir. You have to have a Shir. The question is, so why does Rav say then you get Malkus over here? He didn't start off with a Shir. That there it says, Ubebo Miyor Gedola, came from a big pot. So Rashi says, he's saying it different ways. Amar Rav Lemil say, Ocha chati zayis bos vechati zayis cholov. Habo miyor gedola. Meaning to say, shenishbasha bo shir mizer mizer. That in that pot was a big piece of meat and a lot of milk. So therefore, there wasn't Issa Bishlo Bosa B'cholov. Now, if you take out of that pot the chatzi kezayis of meat and the chatzi kezayis of milk and eat it, you get malchus. But after he says you don't get malchus for cooking, means when you start off first cooking only a chatzi kezayis of milk and a chatzi kezayis of bosa, for that you don't get malchus. As the Issa has to be, you have to cook up a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of meat together. That's the first teretz. For Levi, Yom Levi says no. Af loik al bishulur, so no, you get malchus for cooking also. Even though you only cook the chatzi kezayis of both, but the maisa together it's a kezayis of bosa b'cholof, and you get malchus, not talocha, you get malchus for cooking up this kezayis worth of bosa b'cholof. And v'chein ton levi masiz, and levi lech lundas in a braisa, that kishem shalik al echilos, the same way you get malchus for eating it, kach loik al bishulur, you should know the same way by cooking them them up also, you get malchus. Now, there is the Bishul Amru. What type of cooking was it said that you get malchus? How much do you have to cook it up? The Bishul Shacherim Oichlum Oisoi Machmas Bishuloi. Means it has to be cooked up that's edible. Rashi says, Acherim means Oivdi Kechovim Kleima, Shinez Basha Kol Tzorkoi. You only get malchus if you cooked it up well. Where's the Bishul Amru? Your Bishul Shacherim Oichlum. When you get malchus for cooking, if you cooked it up well, that a guy would come and eat it now. Yeah. So that is, these are lochas of Bosa B'cholov. Now the Gemara says, that this halacha, that if the milk goes into the meat and makes it awesome, and then later you take that piece of meat and cook it up with juice, that the time of the milk comes out of the meat, does the meat become muta, or does it remain also, as do we say originally it's nasim avel or not, is a machlokes tanoim. That's far as I'm a focus on. Vesh Tosof the Yatsum et Tanoyi. The Tanya would learn like this. Tipas Cholof, a drop of milk, Shenofla lachaticha, fill on one piece of meat. So, Kivar Shenos Natam Echticha, as soon as the gate gives off taste in that piece of meat, means there's not 60 times against the milk, Hachticha Atzma Nasa Novela. That piece of meat now mamish turns over to become like a novela, that even the meat itself is also. And therefore, the yosteros kol echatichas kulon, the vnei shein minoi, tiv Reb Yehuda, that the piece of meat itself became missa, and it falls into other pieces of meat, even though the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The meat itself became osa, it's called min b'mina now, and it asks all the other pieces of meat, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. However, v'chomam nechom say no, achetitein tam beroitev uvekefa uvechatichas, it's only osa calls the man, the taste of that milk that first went in there can still give off taste into the roitev, into the kef, into the gravy, into the other piece of meat. But if there's not enough milk in the first piece, that when you cook it up in this pot, the milk gets out, so that's called eshlosot, like you squeeze out the palm of the milk out of the meat, and everything becomes mutter. So Rashi said like this, the chom maimim, kasagara the havmin was, the atipa kaimu, talking about the atipa of milk. Achei boy, could they leave the entire kulon? Ein kanisa filu b'chticha rishayim. The halachah was even that first piece of meat would also become mutter. As that first piece of meat was only yosa kol zman, you could taste the milk in it. But now when you cook it up in a pot of other things, and the taste of the milk goes out, even the first piece of meat also becomes mutter. That's the halachah here. That's what the Chacham is saying. That when the things remain also, only if there's still a taste of milk here, it gives off taste into everything in there, into the gravy and the juice and the other piece of meat. But if it doesn't give off taste, then it all becomes mutter. So I'm going to say this. Omer Rebbe, Rebbe says, Nirin div Rebbe Yehuda. I like Rebbe Yehuda's words that you say the first piece of meat is nas nevela kishalo nir fishalo kisa. Means the beginning when the piece of meat, when the milk fell on one piece of meat, so he's obviously learning that they're all in one big pot. Just there's one piece of meat on top. And when the milk fell on that top piece of meat, you did not shake up the pot, and you did not cover it. So therefore, the tom of the milk went into that first piece of meat, and that piece of meat became nas nevelo. But if you would have mixed it up right away, cover the pot, then no, the tom doesn't stay in that one piece, it goes all around. Then you have to have enough taste to ask all the whole pot, or also be mutter. And the divrei Chachamim, he likes with the words of Chachamim, the sheni v'chisa, that right away when the piece of, when the drop of milk fell into the pot, if you stirred up the pot right away, you covered the pot, so the gold gets mixed up, and Echnami, he yells at the Chachamim, that then the piece of meat does not become also, because the time of the milk did not go into one piece of meat, it goes all around the whole pot, and if the 60 times against the piece of meat, it becomes mutter. That's what Rebbe said. Samora says now, my loiniya v'lechisa. What does Rebbe mean to say, like Rebbe Yehuda, when you did not shake it up and you did not cover it? He learned me to tell me loiniya klal v'lechisa klal. You did not shake it up at all and you did not cover it all. If so, mivla bola miflot lepolot. Like what's the shiloh? If so, pshit to the time of the milk only went into the first piece of meat and did not go out later. So what's the shiloh? Efshel soichtoi. The milk remains where it went. It went into the first piece of meat and it stays there. It doesn't come out. Like what's your shell if the tom of the meat, of the milk, comes out? If you didn't stir it up at all even later, you didn't cover it even later, so the milk only goes into that first piece of meat and stays there. The yellow must be, what I meant to say was, lanir betchili, did not shake it up, stir it up right away. Elab is safe. Only at the end, after 5 minutes, after the milk got cooked up well in that first piece of meat, so that piece of meat received the time, it came out in the velo, later then you stirred up all the pieces together. The same thing with Lakisa Bechil, did not cover up the pot at the beginning, Ela Besayit, only at the end you covered up the pot. If so again, Amai, why does the first piece of meat become also, Amai, Hobola, Vopolat? Like, why does the first piece of meat become also, what's shot in Rebbe Yehuda? That the first piece of meat remains also and it's nas nevela and it asks all the other pieces of meat. Why? Was the question, Hobola? True, first the milk went into that piece of meat, but then for Hopolat. Once you stirred it up or you covered it, now the time of the milk goes out from that piece and all the other pieces. So Hopolat, it spits out. So why should it remain also? Because the whole thing should become mutter. Everything should become mutter. So Mora says in Echnami, Avanti Kisava, if you hold Kisava, Eshla says to Yosa, no, you don't say that Svara. That once the milk went into that first piece of meat, so that piece of meat was not available, it becomes also. And later, even though you stir it up later, you cover it later, the time of the milk goes out, so what? That piece of meat was not available, Eshla says to Yosa, that piece of meat cannot become mutter anymore. Rashi says, Kisava Eshla says to Yosa, Vnei Shekula Nasis Issa. Even the time of the meat that comes out now becomes also. Yeah, so that's what Rav is saying. Rabbi Lai's different.